Podcast 14, Two More Parables from Luke. The Gospel for today is Luke chapter 6, verses 37 to 45. Last week we talked about one of Luke's parables, the wise man who built his house on the rock and the foolish man who built his house on the sand. This week we're going to look at two more parables from this part of Luke's Gospel. The passage from Luke that we read in today's Gospel is a continuation of the teaching that Jesus is giving his disciples. This teaching begins in Luke 6:20 with Luke's version of the Beatitudes. Jesus is speaking clearly to his disciples in teaching mode at the start of this, speaking plainly to them and laying down the new rules and principles of the kingdom of God. Again, in a similar fashion to the parable of the two builders, Jesus prefaces the parable with other statements that help frame up the point the parable is making. These statements include things such as, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned." The first illustration Jesus makes in this part of Luke's Gospel is about the blind leading the blind. This is obviously intended as humorous. The picture of a blind man stumbling along trying to lead other blind men, but all of them ending up in a pit, is definitely a comical illustration, and the hearers would have had a good laugh about this. And I think one of the things Jesus is pointing out is that it's useless trying to lead and teach others if you yourself have not been taught by someone who is competent in the skills and knowledge you wish to learn. This same parable in Matthew 5:14 refers specifically to the Pharisees, and in other places Jesus rebukes the Pharisees as blind guides. But this parable in Luke doesn't seem to be explicitly linked or refer to Pharisees as such. The general principle expressed in the parable seems to be this: teaching without understanding is a recipe for disaster. Remember, the goal of the student in the disciple-rabbi relationship in Jewish society was to become like their teacher, not just to learn what the rabbi knew and taught them in a purely cognitive sense, but to become a person with the personal qualities the rabbi had and to act like the rabbi acted. The ambition for the talmidim, or student, was to be so following so closely behind their teacher that they were literally covered in the dust of their rabbi. To do this, you didn't just go to classes and listen to the rabbi teaching. You lived with the rabbi. And that was what the disciples did with Jesus for nearly 3 years. So that must be our ambition too, as Christians today, to live our daily lives closely tuned to God in order to become like our rabbi, to become like Jesus. In our modern learning institutions, we mostly think of learning and teaching to do with the head. It's about knowing things. But in first century Israel, learning from a rabbi involved head, heart, and hand. In modern teaching jargon, this is known as cognitive, affective, and behavioral domains. Good teaching involves the learner changing in all three of these domains, changing the way they think, changing the way they feel, changing the way they act. There is also an implied warning about being a teacher of God's word and ways in this parable. It's not just the blind disciples who fall in the pit, but the blind teacher leading them as well. James 3 verse 1 says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness." Not really a comforting thought for those of us who are teachers of God's word. The next parable is very appropriate to Jesus' previous occupation, being a carpenter, a tradesman. Doubtless he had often experienced getting a speck of sawdust in his own eye as he worked in his workshop. And this is another element of ridiculous exaggeration that would have had a little chuckle coming from the crowd. And this feature of ridiculous exaggeration was often a feature of parables. The exaggeration made the point. This parable reinforces and repeats the message of Luke 6:37, stated just previously by Jesus: "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. And this parable also links, I think, to the previous one about the blind guides, about teaching and learning. Those who teach need to be careful that they are not being a hypocrite. The do as I say and not as I do trap. Pretending to be what you are not never works. Someone will always see through you. This especially applies to people in ministry and church leadership positions. The moral inconsistency of seeing others' faults but not seeing your own will have real consequences for leaders who are not humble enough to admit they have faults and are wrong sometimes themselves. So to summarize, firstly, all Christians, and especially teachers of God's word, need to live exemplary lives. Those who teach the word of God to others need to live exemplary lives and be diligent in their study of the gospel, so they can convey the truths of God's word to the people they are teaching accurately and consistently. They also bear an added burden of not bringing the gospel into disrepute by the way they live, and all Christians bear that burden. Secondly, be cautious when correcting others. Sometimes, as a church member or a church leader, it's necessary for us to correct others. But this should be done in a considerate, loving way, with real humility and concern for the welfare of the other person. We also need to be open to correction of ourselves. And thirdly, whatever you dish out to others is the measure you will receive. The principle of reciprocity is clear from these two parables. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Show mercy and you will have mercy shown to you.